Good evening, everyone. Welcome. It's December 22nd, 2025. I'd like to welcome you all tonight. Would you all please rise? For a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing on this city and wisdom as our city council makes its decisions tonight. And now, if you'll join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, welcome. Thank you all for coming tonight. I'd like to move to item 1D, which is public input tonight. Is there anyone here present who would like to address the city council? Yes, Tammy.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Tammy Everett. Forgive me for being shaky. I'm not a fan of public speaking, even if I do and know and love you all. One of you a little bit more than others. I made the choice to speak today, I'm sure to the huge surprise of my husband. Sometimes community members get up here to express things that upset them, that they are unhappy with, or what they think needs to change. But as a city councilman's wife, I have seen how running for any office takes a tremendous commitment and investment in one's personal time for the community that you live in. Often thankless and frustrating. Often battling forces that you cannot control, and often dealing with how to navigate things when they don't quite go the way that you expected. As a city councilman's wife, over the past 12 years, I have seen how the investment of one's time has paid off in spectacular ways, all in order to make things better for the community as best as you could. As a city councilman's wife, I have seen many instances where even though you do not all agree on how things should be done, or even if it should be done at all, in the end, everyone up on this panel has had one goal in mind: do what is best for Othello. As a city councilman's wife, I have seen changes to this city that every person residing in Othello can and should be proud of. And I look forward to seeing the changes to come in the hopes that the future leaders keep the same question in their mind: what is best for Othello? As a city councilman's wife, I just wanted to take a moment to highlight the positive and publicly state how immensely proud I am of my husband and the members that he has had the opportunity to serve with. Not just those in this room, but citywide. City Hall office staff, Public Works, the Police Department, everybody past and present, too many to list. As a city councilman's wife, to all of you, I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else here tonight who would like to address the city council? Hearing none, I'll move to item 1E, which is roll call. All council members are present except for Angel Garza, and he's out of town. He's unavailable for, with the internet. He just texted me before the meeting, so I'd entertain a motion tonight to excuse Councilman Angel Garza.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Let's now move to the approval of our agenda tonight.
The motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Second.
In favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Motion carried. Now to our consent agenda. Entertain a motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
I'll make the motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
Sorry. Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now let's move to our current business, item 4A, recognition of council members. And I'd like to call on Gina Doro to stand with me. Gina started at the city in the Public Works Maintenance Department as a lab operator in May of 1997. And by the time she ended her employment with the city in 2006, she recertification to become a level 4 wastewater treatment plant operator. Because of her knowledge and of the inner workings of the city public works and city government, Gina ran for city council and was elected and took office on January 1st, 2010. She was re-elected 3 times and served in many roles. Mayor Pro Tem, numerous committees, and she was an active participant in the community. My favorite Gina story was when we went to Olympia with John Lawless. Meg got us a meeting with the state agriculture director, Derek Sanderson. We were there to discuss a potential farmer's market in Othello. We weren't in the meeting 5 minutes, and Director Sanderson asked us if this was something $50,000 couldn't fix. We were all in a little bit of a shock, so I looked at Gina, because I didn't know what to say. I said, do you think that's enough to do a study, Gina? And she stuttered a little bit, but she pulled herself together after being put on the spot, and then she said, yeah, sure, that should be enough. While we still laugh at that moment, I want to emphasize that Gina has served this city well. She has been there, she's been here while the city council has made many of the formative decisions that resulted in lasting results in our city. Gina will be remembered for her common sense and problem-solving skills to benefit the city. And tonight, I want to present her with this plaque to Gina Doro, in grateful recognition of your dedicated years of service, leadership, unwavering commitment to the city of Othello, January 2010 to December 2025. Congratulations, Gina. And you can say a few words if you like.
Okay. Thank you. I'm truly grateful for this recognition and for the opportunity to have served this city for the past 15 years. Public service isn't about winning or losing. It's about showing up, doing the work, and making decisions you can stand behind. Over the years, I've tried to lead with steady focus on what's best for the long-term health of this community, even when that wasn't the easiest path. I want to thank our city staff for their professionalism and dedication, and our residents for caring enough to engage us, challenge us, and to hold us accountable. That involvement is what makes local government work. Serving this city has been an honor. 15 years of service leaves you with perspective and pride in the work done. My commitment to this community has never been about a seat, it's about service, and that doesn't end tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Gina. Next, I'd like to call up Corey Everett. Here, right here. Hi, Corey. Having never served in political office, Corey Everett decided to run for city council and was elected and took office January 1st, 2014. He was re-elected twice. Corey served on many committees and was active in the community as a city councilor. Corey works for Consolidated Disposal and drives around the entire community several times a week. He knew more about what was going on than almost anyone in the city. Corey always came prepared for city council meetings. He reviewed the material and the subject matter thoroughly. He asked questions and felt strongly that he was not going to be a yes man to anything that he didn't believe in. He many times was a lone dissenting voice when the council voted on a matter. Yet Corey was a positive influence for change. He helped guide many of the city's decisions that have resulted in many improvements in our city. Corey cares about Othello, and his past 12 years on the council will be remembered for his passionate debates and for doing what is right. Corey, congratulations. In grateful recognition of your dedicated years of service, leadership, and unwavering commitment to the city of Othello, January 14th to December 2025. Congratulations, Corey. Thank you. You want to say a few words?
I do.
Okay.
I think it's been a huge honor in my life, the biggest honor I could ever think of, serving with every single person up here on this council, with past council members, and with the staff of the city. We have a phenomenal staff of this city. They bust their tails, you know, and it's not only the department heads, it's everybody under them. You know, so I feel very honored to work with everybody here. I'm also very thankful for the current council, past councils, and the incoming council. It's kind of exciting to see what's going to happen with the new council and new mayor. I hope the good continues, and I have a very open mind that it's going to. So I just want to say thank you to everybody.
Next, I'd like to call up Councilman John Lawless. John, having never served in political office, John Lawless ran for city council and was elected and took office on January 1st, 2014. John was reelected twice and served in many roles. He served as mayor pro tem and on more committees than any other councilor for the past 12 years. One place John liked to focus was on the Planning Commission. As zoning changes and subdivision code changes were being explored, John was right there to help guide things in a good direction. John was an active voice on the city council, where he oftentimes used his considerable knowledge of the people of Othello and our community history to help bring understanding to an issue. One of those times was when, at the beginning, I was hesitant about the city taking ownership of Tagaris Park. On the night the council was going to make that decision, John changed my mind. He recounted the many near misses and mishaps of the handling of the long-term responsibility of the park. He told us of Pete Tagaris' reasons for the park, and now the city had the opportunity to take full responsibility for it and make it into something positive for the people of Othello. Today, the neighborhood is thrilled with the changes, and Tagaris Park is now the soccer location of choice for all the city leagues and youth soccer. John's 12 years on the council will be remembered for being a positive force for change, and his voice was heard. John, in grateful recognition of your dedicated years of service, leadership, and unwavering commitment to the city of Othello, January 14th, December 2025, I want to congratulate you on your years of service to this city. Thank you, John. You want to say a few words?
No, just thanks for the opportunity to serve you, the people of Othello. Thank you.
Twelve years ago, I ran for mayor with a vision to unlock Othello's potential and strengthen our entire region. At the time, Othello was often seen as a quick stop for travelers on their way to WSU. Yet, we are a young, largely Hispanic community with real challenges. limited amenities, stagnant commercial growth and housing shortages, and a need for renewed optimism. As our vision took shape, we faced a major obstacle, our water supply. Relying entirely on the Wanapum Aquifer was not sustainable. Working with the consultants and our 9th District legislators, we developed a long-term strategy to secure Othello's future, bringing in surface water from the EL68 canal, treating it to Class A drinking water standards, and creating an aquifer storage and recovery system. This positioned our community of 9,000 people at the forefront of modern water supply innovation. Thanks to years of improvements and significant local, state, and federal investment, the city is now moving forward with a new water treatment plant that will support growth for the next 30 plus years. With this barrier removed, new opportunities are ahead. We also made progress on amenities. During our time in the 15th Legislative District, Senator Nikki Torres and Representative Brian Sandland helped secure funding for an ADA-compliant playground at Lions Park and a four-court dream basketball complex, which is now one of the best in the state of Washington. Our success has come through strong partnerships, state agencies, federal representatives, local industries, and community organizations. McCain Foods expanded its plant, adding 180 new jobs. Housing studies identified the need for more than 1,200 new living units. Workforce partners like SkillSource are helping prepare residents for new opportunities. ECDC's renewed leadership has strengthened economic development efforts. The city completed the Main Street lighting project, and with Adams County Park and Rec's help, we acquired Tagaris Park. Today, Othello stands as a place of opportunity and affordability, a hub for agriculture, trucking, cold storage, and food processing. As we look ahead, we aim to grow into a true gathering place for families, businesses, and industry. With the right partnerships, we can continue shaping a city that is welcoming and vibrant for all. The council and I have worked hard to position Othello for this next chapter. Today, it's time to start a new chapter in Othello history. And I'd like to call upon Ken Johnson, Mark Spohr, Alma Carmona, and Kelly Camp, our new mayor and city councilors, to be sworn in. So if you please would come to the front here, Tanya's gonna swear you in.
Okay, so I'm going to administer the oath of office. You will repeat after me. After we finish the oath, I will have you come sign your oath of office, and then I will hand the mic over so that if you guys want to share any few words. Okay. So, gosh, I wish I had something to put this on. Okay, raise your right hand, please. When I say state your name, you say your name, and when I say your council position or mayor, you say your position. Okay. I state your name. Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the Organic Act and laws of the State of Washington, and I will faithfully and impartially
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Perform and discharge.
Perform and discharge.
The duties of the office of your position.
The duties of the office of the City Council.
According to law, to the best of my ability.
According to law, to the best of my ability.
Congratulations. Kelly, I'll have you go first. I'm going to pass the mic to Kelly.
I didn't prepare anything to say. I would like to just say a huge thank you to the people of Othello for putting your trust in me. I am looking forward to this new challenge, and I am ready to put in the work, and I won't let you down.
I also didn't have anything prepared, but I would also really just love to thank Othello for putting your trust in me. I'm an open book, so please stop me in the store. Let's have a conversation. I'm truly here to serve Othello. Thank you.
I just want to say thank you to everybody for allowing me this opportunity to serve you as mayor for the next 4 years. I'm very excited. We have four new council members that are seated. And I think we've already a good foundation already planted by the current council, and a lot of good and exciting things to come in the future. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Moving along on our agenda, item 5, do we have any unfinished business, council, that you want to conduct tonight? Is there any new business left to conduct tonight? All right. With no further business before the council, I'll adjourn tonight at 6:23 p.m.